Our scripture this morning comes from the 34th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, verses 11 to 16. For thus says the Lord God, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As shepherds seek out their flocks when they are among their scattered sheep, so I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places to which they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the watercourses, and in all the inhabited parts of the land. I will feed them with good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel shall be their pasture. There they shall lie down on good grazing land, and they shall feed on rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. But the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them with justice. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. Could this really be how God works? The exiled Israelites wonder. Could it really be that God is going to call them back again and again? Could it really be that God is especially present with them when they are lost and have strayed and need healing and are weak? Because they could really use a God like that right now. Because they have messed up again and again. They spent generations asking God for a king. And then when they finally had kings, they were mostly bad kings. They were kings that encouraged them to follow false gods. They were kings that used power and authority for their own gain. They were kings who failed to follow God. Of course, there were a few good kings along the way, but even they had their flaws. And so eventually they got conquered by the Babylonians, and they're forced into exile, forced into a strange and unknown place without the people and customs and homes and lands that they once knew. And yet, even in exile, God keeps sending them this message that there's going to be another chance for them. That even as hard as things are right now, God will bring them back. Prophet after prophet comes to tell them this. The prophet they have right now, Ezekiel, well, he's a little bit strange. He keeps doing all these weird things to show the people what has led to their exile and what God is doing. He digs holes in the walls of his house. He gives himself a haircut, and then he divides his cut hair into three different groups, one of which he burns, one which he chops up on the street, and the last of which he ties to his clothes. He lays down on his side for more than a year and doesn't talk. He builds a scale model of the city of Jerusalem and then, like, plays pretend of laying siege to it. He makes a big pot of stew and then lets it boil until it burns. And then, of course, even though the people don't know it yet, it hasn't happened where we are in the book, but he's going to go to a mass grave in a valley and preach a sermon. And all the bones in the grave are going to rise up and become live again. And so the people are a little bit confused. When this same Ezekiel, this guy with all the weird stunts, tells them in this scripture of a God that's like a shepherd. A God who's always calling them back, even when they have messed up so many times, even when they have not listened and have strayed. And yet, this is exactly the God that they have, a God who rescues, a God who redeems, a God who seeks out the lonely, the lost, and the last. It's this God who's calling them back. It's this God who's offering them healing. It's this God who loves them so much that he wants them to live in his ways. Not because the people are powerful or righteous, not because the people are doing so good on their own, but very much because the people can only be found and brought back and healed and strengthened by the love and grace of God. Because this God who wants to bring the people back, he doesn't just want to bring some of the people back. This God who heals and strengthens and seeks, he doesn't just want the already healthy and strong and found to hear this news. If God cares about the weak and the lost and the strayed, so should God's people. A shepherd who wants to gather his sheep wants sheep that are going to gather together. This shepherd offers comfort and hope, but also a call to action, to be people who see and notice, to be people who make room, to be people who offer this message of a shepherd who brings back, who finds the lost, who heals and gives strength. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. Could this really be how God works? A man named Richard wonders. Could it really be that God is going to call him back again and again? Could it really be that God is especially present with him when he is lost and has strayed and needs healing and is weak? Because he could really use a God like that right now. Because he is messed up again and again. Richard was born in the 1930s, raised in Brooklyn, and enlisted in the Marines and served in Korea. Following his return, he had a profound experience of Jesus and committed his life to the Catholic priesthood. But he still struggled. He struggled with sin. He struggled with addiction and with alcohol. He suffered from depression. And so he found himself constantly trying to believe that this God who offers second chance after second chance could be for him too. He left the priesthood. He got married. He got divorced. And yet through it all, Richard Manning, who eventually took on the name Brennan Manning, kept feeling the pull of this shepherd God, a God who is always calling him back, even when he has messed up so many times, even when he has not listened and has strayed. And yet, this is exactly the God that he has, a God who rescues, a God who redeems, a God who seeks out the lonely, the lost, and the last. It's this God who's calling him back. It's this God who's offering him healing. It's this God who loves him so much that he wants him to live in his ways. Not because Brennan Manning is powerful or righteous. Not because he's doing so good on his own. But very much because Brennan can only be found and brought back and healed and strengthened by the love and grace of God. And Brennan Manning, he very much so gets this message. And he understands that this message isn't just for him, that this shepherd is one that he could share with others. In his book, The Rag and Muffin Gospel, he writes this prayer. He says, "Lord Jesus, we are silly sheep who have dared to stand before you and try to bribe you with our preposterous portfolios. Suddenly we have come to our senses. We are sorry and ask you to forgive us. Give us the grace to admit that we are ragamuffins, to embrace our brokenness, to celebrate your mercy when we are at our weakest, to rely on your mercy no matter what we may do. Dear Jesus, gift us the gift to stop grandstanding and trying to get attention, to do the truth quietly without display, to let the dishonesties of our lives fade away, to accept our limitations, to cling to the gospel of grace, and to delight in your love. And yet, even more than his writing, Brennan Manning starts to live this way. He moves to places where he can specifically serve the poor and the left out and the forgotten. He hangs out with those people that most would disregard, because he trusts that if God cares about the weak and the lost and the strayed, that so should God's people. A shepherd who wants to gather his sheep wants sheep that are going to gather together. This shepherd offers comfort and hope, but also a call to action, to be people who see and notice, to be people who make room, to be people who offer this message of a shepherd who brings back, who finds the lost, who heals, and who gives strength. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek the lost. I will bring back the strayed. I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. Could this really be how God works? We still wonder today. Could it really be that God is going to call us back again and again? Could it really be that God is especially present with us when we are lost and have strayed and need healing and are weak? Because we could really use a God like that right now. Because we have messed up again and again. We've been lost. We have strayed. We have been hurt and we have hurt others. We've been weak. We've tried to do life on our own. We have thought that we can make it only by our own power and strength, and that we don't really need God all that much. We've put status and hard work and privilege first. We've lived into the lie of scarcity, the lie that God won't provide enough, and so we have to hoard more and more for ourselves. We've become divided and let our argument interfere with our unity in Christ. We've doubted that we still have a God who works like the shepherd here in Ezekiel, a God who's always calling us back, even when we've messed up so many times, even when we have not listened and have strayed. And yet, this is exactly the God that we have, a God who rescues, a God who redeems, a God who seeks out the lonely, the lost, and the last. It's this God who's calling us back. It's this God who's offering us healing. It's this God who loves us so much, he wants us to live in his ways. Not because we are powerful or righteous, not because we're doing so good on our own, but very much because we can only be found and brought back and healed and strengthened by the love and grace of God. And this good news of a shepherd, well, it's good news we should be sharing with others. Because this God who wants to bring the people back, he doesn't just want to bring some of the people back. This God who heals and strengthens and seeks, he doesn't just want the already healthy and strong and found to hear this news. And so as those who've been found and healed and brought back and strengthened, we seek to share his promise with others. That's why we do so much of what we do here at our church. It's why we pack up and go to camp with foster kids for a week. And it's why we refuse to leave our relationship with them at that week and seek to walk with them into their teenage and adult years. It's why we offer our listening ear to those in our church going through crisis and times of trial. It's why we pack up a bus on Wednesday nights and go to the near west side of Cleveland with food and clothing and things people need, but more importantly, with a message that everybody matters and is seen by God. It's why we relearn long division to help a fifth grader in Kids Hope. It's why we offer a safe and fun place for children with special needs on Friday nights so that parents can have an evening of rest and strengthening. It's why we as a church can gather together for worship and be in small groups together and serve together, even when we don't all agree on everything, but because we agree on what matters, that we have a God who seeks the lost, brings back the strayed, offers healing, and strengthens the weak, and that we've experienced that through Christ, and that we're called to share this God with others. We believe that if God cares about the weak and the lost and the strayed, so should God's people. A shepherd who gathers his sheep wants sheep that are going to gather together. The shepherd offers comfort and hope, but also a call to action, to be people who see and notice, to be people who make room, to be people who offer this message of a shepherd, who brings back, who finds the lost, who heals, and who gives strength. Let us pray. Loving God, time and time again, we have found ourselves lost. We've strayed. We've been in need of healing. We've felt weak. And yet, Lord, time and time again, like a good shepherd, you have called us back by name. In you we are found. In you we are brought back. In you we are healed. And in you we are strengthened. Guide us, Lord, to be people who share this hope with others. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.